Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, May 20th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And as they have done so, the reports are coming out that there are no signs of life there.
Breaking news, Iran's president killed in helicopter crash, and rents in Ireland continue to rise. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines this morning and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Iranian president has died in a helicopter crash. It's been confirmed online by his deputy and in the country's state media. There were earlier descriptions of the aircraft being completely burned when it was found in a northern mountainous region. Iran's foreign minister was also on board. Bad weather and fog is being blamed initially. As Sky's Middle East correspondent Alistair Bunkle explains, heavy fog had impacted search efforts.
It looks now that it's first light in Iran, after a night of searching in the darkness. They have located the wreckage of the helicopter, and as they have done so, the reports are coming out that there are no signs of life there.
Rents continue to rise but are slowing significantly year on year. The latest rent price report from DAF.ie shows an average rental cost of €1,836 per month nationwide, an increase of 5% on the same time last year. However, the figure is down significantly from the mid-2022 peak of 14%. Author of the report, economist Ronan Lyons, says Dublin prices are lowering the national average.
There's about maybe 50% more homes available to rent in Dublin now than, say, 18 months ago. It's still well below what it had been a few years ago, but it has improved. Elsewhere in the country, we're still talking about very, very tight availability. And indeed, in the Northwest, availability is still falling. It's getting worse rather than better. And that's because we're not building enough new rental homes.
Children and teens shoulder the highest consistent poverty rates of any age group in the state. A message is being sent to the government to prioritise supports for over 4,000 children who are homeless. Today's latest Child Poverty Monitor shows the biggest gap in action for children in the last 3 years has been on income. Children's Rights Alliance Chief Executive Tanya Ward says the government isn't giving enough welfare to families who are on the breadline.
Some key groups of children have been left behind. So if we take, for example, children whose parents are in receipt of welfare payments, the government has failed to provide really any kind of substantial increase on those payments. Last year, it was €2 a week was what those families got, and it didn't even cover the price of a 2 litre of milk.
A teenage boy has been injured after being stabbed at a Lewis stop in Dublin's north inner city. He was found on Jervis Street after trouble broke out nearby. Cliona O'Dwyer has more.
Gardaí were alerted to an incident on Liffey Street shortly after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. They then found a man in his late teens injured after being stabbed at Jervis Street Lewis stop. He's been brought by ambulance to the Mater Hospital, where he's been treated for his injuries, which are described as non-life-threatening. The scene was sealed off and has been examined by crime officers. Jervis Street has since fully reopened to traffic. Gardaí are appealing for anyone with information to contact them.
People aged 18 and over are being reminded to use their vote in the upcoming local and European elections. The National Youth Council is urging over 700,000 young people to register to vote by close of business today. 18-year-olds who are able to vote for the first time are also being encouraged to register before the deadline. National Youth Council policy manager Grace McManus says it's vital they have their say.
With the local and European elections on the horizon, young people are a cohort that could prove hugely influential, and it's really important to ensure that no young person misses their opportunity to participate. So we're encouraging them to go to checktheregister.ie and to make sure that their name is there, and if not, to make sure that they register by the close of today to make sure that they're able to have a vote in the local European elections.
Meanwhile, Labour claims people are being prevented from registering to vote due to technical errors on the voter.ie website. It's called for today's deadline to be extended by at least a day, as constituents across the country are having difficulty getting registered. In entertainment news, rapper Sean Diddy Combs has apologised after security footage showed him assaulting his ex-girlfriend in an LA hotel in 2016. The rapper says his behaviour was inexcusable. R&B singer Cassie settled a lawsuit with Combs last year. It's the first time he's directly addressed allegations of abuse which have threatened his reputation and career.
I was disgusted then when I did it. I'm disgusted now. I went and I sought out professional help. I had to go into therapy. I'm so sorry. But I'm committed to be a better man each and every day.
And in sport, in golf, Xander Schauffele claimed his first major title last night with a one-shot victory at the US PGA Championship. The American finished on 21 under par with Bryson DeChambeau in second and 20 under at Valhalla. Shane Lowry's final day challenge faded out, with the Offaly man eventually ending up in a tie for sixth on 14 under par. Rory McIlroy was two shots further back on 12 under. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.